We interrupt your regularly scheduled podcast to bring you Listen, Watch, Discuss. Enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to Listen, Watch, Discuss. And tonight on the season 6 finale, I will be reviewing Post Malone's 5th and latest album, Austin. Now I've talked about Post Malone previously on the podcast back in season 4 when I reviewed his fourth album, 12 Karat Toothache, which came out last June. So I won't go too deep into, you know, his history, but I will, you know, for those of you who didn't listen to that episode, you know, I'll give you a refresher on, you know, who Post is. So basically, Post Malone was born on July 4th, 1995. His birth name is Austin Richard Post. And he came up with his stage name after he put his birth name into a rap name generator. So he just put his name in the search engine, rap name generator, and then the result was Post Malone. So I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. Because I always wondered how he came up with that, considering that his last name is actually Post. I'm like, oh, I wonder how did he decide on that name? And so I thought, oh, it's simpler than I thought it would be. It was not underwhelming, but it was simpler than I thought it'd be. But yeah, so, you know, he began his music career in 2011, and his first album, his debut album, Stony, he released that in 2016. And, you know, it blew up with the Diamond single, Congratulations. You know, that single went diamond. It set the record for most weeks on the U.S. Billboard Top R&B / Hip Hop Albums chart at 77 weeks. And his debut album did really well. And then, of course, his second album, Beer Bonds and Bentleys, came out in 2018, and it debuted at number one on the U.S. Billboard 200, and it set several streaming records. It also contained the number one singles Rockstar and Psycho, which featured 21 Savage and Ty Dolla $ign, respectively. And it was nominated for Album of the Year, too, at the 61st Grammy Awards. And then his third album, Hollywood's Bleeding, came out a year later in 2019. It did really well, too. It had the number one single, Sunflower, with Sway Lee. It was the lead single and promotional single to the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack. And, of course, yeah, so it came out, you know, about a year before Hollywood's Bleeding came out, but then he decided to put Sunflower on the album, you know. He's like, yeah, I might as well just put it on there. And, let's see. Oh, and also, Sunflower became the highest certified song in RIAA history, the Recording Industry Association of America. And it's at 17 times platinum, so that's pretty good. And then his fourth album, which I just mentioned, 12 Karat Toothache, was released in last June 2022. And it came with a couple top 10 U.S. singles. I Like You, parentheses, A Happier Song, and One Right Now, which featured Doja Cat and The Weeknd. And yeah, so he's among the best-selling artists. He's sold over 80 million records worldwide. He's won 10 Billboard Music Awards, 3 American Music Awards, and 1 MTV Video Music Award. And he's also received 9 Grammy Award nominations. Let's see. He's also the first solo lead artist to top both the rap airplay and adult contemporary charts. And Circles, one of the singles from Hollywood's Bleeding, set the record for the longest climb to number one, 41 weeks on the adult contemporary chart by a solo artist. So, oh, also, I forgot to mention, he was born in Syracuse, New York. So, and a lot of people, including me, love him because he's a rapper, but he incorporates, like, you know, elements of rock and R&B and pop and hip-hop into his music. And also, he just has a really unique voice, just like just his vocals, the way he enunciates words and everything. He sounds great. And this album, honestly, if I had to rank it among his five albums, I think this is my second favorite album of his. It's It's I still like Beer Bones and Bentley's the best. Maybe that's because that's the first album of his I listened to in its entirety. So, you know, it's a little bit nostalgic for me because I've, you know, listened to that so many times, and it was the first one I listened to fully. But this is like, yeah, this, after having listened to it four times yesterday alone, because it just came out yesterday, it's, yeah, I'd think this is my second favorite of his. And interestingly enough, though, the, Austin, and I think this is kind of neat, there's a little bit more of a pop element to the album. It sounds a little bit more poppy than, like, even 12 Karat Toothache was. And but I like that. I mean, there's a little bit of rap. You know, he raps a little bit in there, and there's a little bit of pop and rock mixed in, and folk and indie kind of rock, and R&B. So, yeah, I mean, it's a nice blending of all these different genres that he's kind of, you know, played with throughout his, you know, past four albums. And also, fun fact too, is this is also his first album to not have any features on it. There's no guest appearances from any other artists, any other singers or rappers. And I didn't really realize that until like my second or third time listening to the album. I was just like halfway through my third listening or of the album, and I was like, there are no features on this album. That's crazy. But it just goes to show how, you know, I mean, like, how good of an artist he is. It's like, he doesn't need, I mean, you know, and at this point in his career, he doesn't really need any features to, like, gather people to listen to the album. I mean, you know, to get people, you know, listening to it. Because it's like, people know, I mean, you know, people knew him back then, but people know him well enough to where he doesn't need five or six features, you know, scattered throughout the album to hook people. You know, it's like just his name alone and the reputation he's built up has people, you know, invested and looking forward to the album. But yeah, so, and yeah, the album is his fifth album. It was released yesterday, July 28th, 2023. And I will be, with that being said, I will go into the album track by track, starting with the title track. And this is 17 tracks long, so I'll try to keep it somewhat short on each one. But I'll start with the title, or not the title track, the first track, Don't Understand. So Don't Understand is a great song to, not just by itself, but it's also a great song to start the album off with. It perfectly sets the tone for, you know, the theme of the album going forward, and like how the rest of the songs are kind of going to play out. But yeah, it's and each song on the album is only like, you know, between 2.5 to 4 minutes. So even though there's 17 songs, in total, like as a whole, the album itself is only 51 minutes, 51 and a half, you know, somewhere around there. So it's not incredibly long. It's not like Beer Bones and Bentley's, which was like 15 minutes longer, you know, so the songs are a little shorter, but you know, that's not a fault. It's just, that's not like me criticizing them. It's just like they're short, sweet, and to the point, you know, and they're all sound really great. But this one in particular, it's just a very somber, sad, kind of depressing, acoustic guitar, accompanied song. It's just, and Post said that, when he was promoting his, you know, posting about his album and promoting it, on his socials, he mentioned that, this album was going to be a little bit more poppy and also feature more of him playing the guitar. And there is a lot of him playing the guitar in this album. And I like that the first song from the album is you know, pretty much just an acoustic guitar ballad, you know. But it sounds really great. His voice is great. And it's, you know, basically, like I said, the theme of the album is kind of him realizing that he has some addictions and, you know, he kind of hates himself somewhat. I mean, you know, at times, and it's almost, the album is almost like him acknowledging that he needs to change. It's like a mixture of him realizing he needs to change, but also him realizing that, or also him kind of accepting that he may never change and just, you know, well, you know what? It's fine to stay like this, you know, like that. It's kind of a mixture of those attitudes, you know, like those conflicting attitudes. And yeah, I love the opening line in the first verse when he says, "I'm a Rolling Stone. It took you by surprise," Which, because in Beer Bones and Bentleys, he had that song Rockstar, where he was saying, I feel like a rock star. And so that line could be like, he's referring to himself as a rock star because the Rolling Stones were a rock band, or are a rock band. They're still around. But, and the It Took You by Surprise could mean like, oh yeah, people didn't expect him to blow up as much as he did, especially on his first album, because, congratulations, that was a huge hit, and that was off his debut album, so it's like he took the world by storm in a way, but yeah, so, this song's pretty much just kind of, I'm not sure who exactly it's about, but it's kind of like about a romance, the relationship he has with this girl, and he's basically saying, I don't know how you could love me or like me so much because I don't really like me. I kind of hate me at times. I don't like me. I don't know why you like me as much as you do, because I don't see what there is for you to like. And then the line, you say you got a million reasons, but I can't think of one. Yeah, it's just it's a very good song, but it's also a very sad song because you can just feel the emotion and hurt in his voice, and like the self-deprecating hate, I guess, in his voice. Yeah. Where he's like, yeah, he's like, I don't really think there's a, I mean, I want you around, hold me closer, but I don't know why we're together. So yeah, it's a great opening song and perfectly sets the tone of the album. And yeah, I guess that's it for first song. So now we'll move on to track two, which is Something Real. So Something Real is definitely more of a pick-me-up, more of a poppier, upbeat song compared to Don't Understand. So it was a nice shift in tone, while still at the same time, continuing the theme of what Don't Understand set up, where essentially the song is talking about the title of the song, Something Real, is basically Post referring to him wanting to feel something real. The chorus, give me something I can feel, give me something real. It's basically he's just kind of feeling numb to his emotions and to everything, and he just wants something that can make him, yeah, feel real. Like, just give him something that can just make him feel not numb. And this is a great song. It's one of, I mean, I've been looking forward to this one ever since he posted on his Instagram, when he posted, I guess it was, maybe it was earlier this month, but it was sometime a month ago or this earlier this month, where he posted the name of the album, the cover of the album, which looks great, by the way. I love it. It's just like him with his legs in a pool. I guess it's his house or one of his houses, I don't know. And he's just in cut off jean shorts, and he's like got his legs in the pool, and he's just looking towards the audience, like looking at the camera, whatever camera took the picture of the album. And he's just looking, he's either looking like he's squinting at the sun, or he's looking confused, like, what are you doing here? go away. But yeah, so I love the cover of the album. But yeah, so yeah, that's basically what the song's about, and it's more, while it's more of an upbeat song, more of an upbeat poppy feel good song, while at the same time still kind of making you feel sad and down in the dumps because of the lyrical content. Like, it's because he's saying like, I feel numb, I need drugs, or I need alcohol, or I need something, slap me, I don't know, just do something to get me to get me out of this funk I'm in. But it's very catchy. I love the verses are great. The chorus, I love the chorus, where, 'cause there's this like choir of voices, singing the, give me something I can feel, give me something real, singing those lines. And every time it gets something real I can feel, the beat goes dong, 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 like that. Is very booming and, epic and grand sounding, very cinematic sounding in a way. And, yeah, I love that aspect of the song. And I love that, I love the way he enunciates in like the well, throughout the song. But yeah, like in the second verse, well, no, the pre-chorus, yeah. I love the way he enunciates, no cover fee at the gates of hell, no VIP, everybody waits in line. And I can't believe everybody gets to dream for free. You know, like just the way he enunciates the, and like stretches out the believe and the free, you know, like how he stretches out and enunciates, you know, certain words throughout the pre-chorus. Like it just, it flows and ebbs so well. And, but yeah, it's a great song. Great, even though it's again, depressing as shit. When you like actually analyze and think about what he's singing, it's more of a pick me up than the previous song, and it's catchy as shit. Now let's move on to track three, Chemical. So Chemical is the first single that Post released from this album. He released it on April 14th, and it was a good first song to release from the new album because it, you know, it sounds like some of his previous work, while at the same time kind of giving you a hint, like, you know, a sneak peek at like the more poppy you know, folk acoustic rock sound that this album has to offer. And it is a pop rock upbeat tune, and also this one is also kind of a love song in a way, because it's basically Post Malone's struggling to cope with the end of this kind of toxic, like just an on again off again toxic relationship, and he can't let go of, because, you know, he knows that the girl's not good for him, he knows that he's not probably not good for her either, but when they vibe, you know, when they work together well, you know. And it's like, even, you know, he's like, I'd rather be in this relationship, you know, even though it's bad for the both of us, because when it's good for us, it's good for us. You know what I mean? Like, we have our moments, and I'd rather keep those moments, and have those good moments, mixed in with the tons of shitty moments, than not have the good moments at all, you know, than just to let go of in this relationship completely, you know. And it's basically, yeah, he's reminiscing about the memories that, he shared with, girlfriend, and, you know, no specific names, it could be anyone, but yeah, that's the song. And yeah, I love the intro, how it starts off with the acoustic guitar and the drums, and yeah, it's a great catchy song. And then, like, of course, you know, the chorus, it picks up a little bit with the beat, and yeah, just a very catchy chorus. And, you know, just the way the chorus ends with him saying, because I can't let go, it's chemical. No, I can't let go, it's chemical. You know, the way he kind of, like, when it gets to go and chemical, like the words go and chemical in the chorus, like the way he kind of stretches out and lingers on those two words, like just the way that flows, sounds really great. But yeah, great song. Again, in the vein of Something Real, it's, you know, more upbeat than, it's, you know, maybe a little bit more relaxed than Something Real. But it does pick up a little bit in energy in the chorus. But yeah, it is a very catchy, upbeat song, despite the, you know, what he's talking about. And yeah, so now track four, Nova Candy. So Nova Candy, track four, another very catchy, poppy, upbeat song. And I love the intro, how it like slowly, you know, kind of builds up to, you know, it kind of slowly builds up to the chorus, but like the intro is just like his vocals, and like, again, like the way he enunciates, you know, and kind of like lingers on the words like Nova Candy, anesthesia, you know, just like the way he kind of like, yeah, stretches them out. It's great. It sounds great. Very beautiful sounding, you know, vocals for the intro. And then the chorus, you know, we get like the piano and his vocals, and then about halfway through the chorus, the beat comes in with the drums, and it sounds really great. But basically, he's talking about how, you know, he's never felt anything better than, you know, being on drugs or being high, being drunk, you know. And it's like, and you know, in the first line of the chorus, he says, or the first couple lines, he says, "No, I never felt anything better than this. You can tell by the look on my face. Nothing lasts forever, so I look at my wrist, dopamine overdose." And he's referring to, yeah, the wrist line. He's referring to, you know, how, you know, so many of, you know, the joys we get out of life are and highs are like temporary, you know, nothing lasts forever. And but he's known to be an enthusiast for luxury watches. So that's what he's talking about when he says, "Look at my," so I look at my wrist, because you know, he's like, "Oh, well, the watch is gonna last forever," because it's like a, you know, it's a, the watch is like quality made, you know. And then dopamine overdose is like, you know, that's the chemical in the brain that, you know, gets you excited and gets you happy, dopamine, you know. So he's an overdose of dopamine because he's now feeling happy because he's, you know, he's come to the conclusion that nothing lasts forever, you know, and he's just enjoying life while he can, albeit not probably the best, you know, or I mean, not the best that he could, because he's kind of getting fucked up. You know, pardon my French, but you know. And yeah, and I do, and I love that, you know, there, and there's some, and I love Post's humor, because there are some very funny lines in these songs, particularly the first verse where he says, "Put on my old coat and I found new drugs, want to thank you on me for getting me fucked up." So he's basically saying, like, it referring to like his past self as a drug dealer that came to his present self and offered him drugs, like, "Hey, check out this shit, man," or and alcohol, you know. But yeah, I love that. And yeah, just very catchy. I love the outro with a oh, you know. And then I love how the song blends, like, bleeds into and leads into the next song, "Morning." I love how, yeah, the music, you know, when his vocals fade out, the music kind of leads into the beginning of the next song. But yeah, great catchy song, infectious chorus, as you know, with most of these songs on this album. And now we move on to track five, "Morning." So track five, "Morning," and not "Morning" like the morning sky, but like mourning the loss of something or someone. Which he the I love the play on words in the chorus when he goes into that. Because yeah, you think, you know, because the both words sound the same, they're just spelled slightly differently, with one of them having a U in the middle or in the towards the beginning. But yeah, the again, some funny lines and clever wordplay in this song. I love the chorus where he, you know, mentions the play on words. You know, he says, "Don't want to sober up. The sun is killing my buzz. That's why they call it morning," meaning that, like, you know, when something dies, when something or someone you love dies, you mourn them, you grieve over the, you know, their loss, or you grieve, you know, for having lost them, and then and reflect on better times. And then the sun, you know, is, since it's the thing killing his buzz, you know, the sun usually you know, it rises in the morning. So it's like, you know, the play on words there, it's killing his buzz, that's why they call it morning. I'm like, oh yeah, that's clever. And yeah, and then I love the line again, kind of another funny line where he says, got a lot at the end of the chorus, the last line of the chorus, he says, "Got a lot of shit to say, couldn't fit it in the chorus." And I like the little beat that we get throughout the chorus. I mean, it does it, you know, it's just like a little tiny hint of the beat in the chorus. And then we get to the verse where it, like, really, like, you know how I said the beat and something real, when they said the "I can feel" and something real, you know, was very booming. It's like that throughout pretty much the rest of this song. Like, it's just very booming and loud and very infectious. But yeah, from the first verse, the beat kicks in and is very, yeah, sounds great. And yeah, and this song's basically just talking about how, yeah, he's you know, the first verse, he's like, oh yeah, he texts his friends, he's like, "Do you got plans?" It turns out everyone's free when the dinner is. And then, yeah, he's, you know, basically, yeah, just saying he doesn't want to sober up. He wants to stay in this state of mind because, you know, it's better than being sober. Yeah, it's better than being sober and realizing that, you know, his friends might not be, you know, his true friends, you know, like, they're just like, oh, they just want me because, you know, they get a free dinner, you know, and stuff like that. And yeah, and then, you know, he tried to hit on a girl, you know, I tried to pick a girl up, try to flirt with her, you know, he says that, "Tried to shoot my shot, she told me that she had a shoot, you know, bye bye damn," you know, basically him saying, she's saying, oh yeah, like, I have a photography a photo shoot, and you know, she turned him down. and you know him like not you know realizing maybe I don't have it in me anymore to flirt with girls, you know. So yeah, you know, he's just like saying, yeah, if I'm more confident and I feel better about myself and about my friends and everything going on in my life if I'm drunk, you know, than I would be if I was sober. And yeah, just catchy song. And this was actually the second song, the second single released from the album. It came out, it was released May 19th, so a couple months ago. And yeah, catchy. Again, you know, kind of sad lyrics, but very poppy and upbeat. And yeah, so now we move on to track 6, Too Cool to Die. So track 6, Too Cool to Die, is one of my favorites. Basically, the song is about him saying, like, yeah, he's too cool to die. In the chorus, he says, I'm not here for long, my baby, I'm just passing by. The world keeps getting hotter, baby, but I'm too cool to die. Basically, kind of in a way, ignoring death in a way, like, oh, I'm too cool to die, nothing's going to happen with me, I'm fine. Or kind of, yeah, just ignoring, brushing off death as inevitable. And, but also in a way, well, kind of acknowledging it, but also, you know, the line before it where he says, I'm not here for long, baby, I'm just passing by. That could mean literally like, oh, I'm not here for long. You know, I'm just passing by, you know, wherever we're at. But it could also mean like him referring to literally, not just figuratively, but literally saying, oh, I'm not here for long on this earth, I'm just passing by, I'll be gone eventually. And, you know, like, but yeah, he knows that, yeah, that stuff happens. He knows death's inevitable and, like, things might not go his way or the way he wants them to for too long, but he's just kind of acting cool and chill about it until that time comes. But yeah, I love the, and I love the sound of the song, because you know how I said, like, the album kind of has a synth pop sound to it. There's a little bit of the synthesizer and the drums and the beat, yeah, in this song sounds makes it sound like an 80s song. It sounds like very 80s, like something you'd hear in an 80s movie, like at a school dance or something, you know, or during the end credits. It sounds like that, and I love the vibe and the beat, you know, and the just how 80s it sounds, you know. It sounds very cool and different. And again, some funny lines in this song too. I love in the second verse, when he says, she asked me if I like this wedding ring. For fuck's sake, it's our first date. I did, and then I went and bought it on the next date. Fits me great. So yeah, I love that. And yeah, it's just, yeah, very catchy song. Maybe a little bit more optimistic and upbeat, even though he is kind of just saying, I mean, it's kind of him acknowledging, maybe not quite death, I guess you could read it that way, but it's also him acknowledging that, you know, what he has going on might not last for long, but he's kind of just acting cool and chill about it, and he's enjoying it well until that time comes where he might not have everything that he wants, or things might change, you know. So yeah, and now moving on to track 7, we have Sign Me Up. So Sign Me Up definitely also has what I feel like a very 80s feel to it in musically. And it very catchy and infectious. And I love the intro, the la 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 la, you know, just the random vocals, you know, in the beginning. And then, but the song itself is talking about how it's another love song. Post is basically saying how he met this girl at a party. And she was so beautiful and so badass and so cool that pretty much he sort of fell so deep in love with her that it's like almost like a cult status. In the pre-chorus he says, some might say I found a new religion. Some might say I made a bad decision. Said you could have my heart if I'm good when the rapture starts. So basically saying, he's like, yeah, you can have my everything. You can have my love and all that. Just as long as I'm good when shit hits the fan, you know, like we'll still be together if things go sour, you know, for, in our lives, right. We'll still have each other. And, just very catchy song. And, you know, also kind of going into kind of how where Post is at least in the terms of this song, and I guess throughout the album, but where he is at mentally, where he's like, you know, he knows that this girl and, you know, other people are saying, and obviously you don't have to, you know, because sometimes people are wrong and you're in the right, you know, it's just people's opinions. But according to how he's explaining this girl in the song, it seems like the ones that are saying he's made a bad decision are kind of in the right. Like, it does seem like he's made a bad decision, but he's just so infatuated, so in love with this awesome, beautiful, badass girl that, you know, he met at a party. He's like, you know what? I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to stick it out, see how long this can go on. I want to see how far I can take this. And yeah, the line, the title of the song, Sign Me Up, when he says, at the end of the chorus, he says, if your love is a cult, then I'm in it. And then in the background, the backing vocals, you can hear him say, sign me up. But yeah, very catchy, nice song about trying to, you know, falling in love with someone and knowing that they're a bad fit for you, but kind of still loving them anyway for how cool, you know, the image that you've built up in your head of them, how cool they are. And you're like, well, you know, let's just give it a shot. But, and then of course, the bridge where he says, but I knew the party was over when she tried to take my alcohol. Basically him saying that, like that was his turning point for, you know, he knew he had to change when she took his drink, you know, and, he's like, okay, maybe this wasn't the best, use of my time, or, you know, maybe it wasn't, you know, cause now I'm starting to affect her with my alcoholism, you know, now she's like taking my drinks and stuff. So yeah, I messed up, but yeah, very catchy song, kind of fitting the vibes and 80s vibes of the previous song. And, now we move on to track 8, Socialite. So Socialite is more of a, you know, it's more of a chill, calmer song than the previous two songs. It's more of a vibe, but it's still very catchy. And we get a little bit more of a Post playing the acoustic guitar, which is nice. And for about half the song, it's just his vocals. I think a little bit of a piano in the background, and then him playing the guitar. And then, you know, halfway through, when we get to the second verse, we get the beat and the drums come in, and it picks up just a little bit. But yeah, this song basically is about, yeah, kind of, you know, similar to what the others are about. You know, this one, yeah, just him feeling down in the dumps, you know, getting drunk, and just really, you know, the chorus, if nothing else, tells you where he's at mentally, because he says, fuck me up, it's only a body. If God exists, it shouldn't be a problem, socialite. And then, and I love the backing vocals in the bridge where it's like, you know, like just sounds very angelic, which I guess is fitting considering he mentioned God in the chorus. But I love that line because it's basically him, it goes to show where he's at mentally, where he's like, oh yeah, it's only a body. I mean, if I die, it's fine. I'll go out feeling, you know, like, yeah, I'll just wallow in pity and my pity and shit and all that. And, yeah, it's like, and he's saying if God exists, it shouldn't be a problem, because if I die, I'll have a new body. I mean, I'll be dead, but I'll be alive in heaven, you know, I'll be flying around, you know, I'll be fine, you know. So this, if my earthly body dies, then I'll get a new body when I die. It's fine. And then, yeah, some other great lines, you know, just, I'm calling her Shrek 'cause she got a donkey, basically saying, you know, like donkey, like she's got a nice butt, nice ass. And, which that was a funny line. And you know, Shrek, yeah, Shrek and donkey, you know, from the Shrek movies. Is what that's referring to. And, yeah, just, oh, and then the line, you love someone for 6 weekends and never talk to them again, you know, just kind of talking about, yeah, it could maybe be referring to the, might even be referring to the girl from the previous song, Sign Me Up, where he was like, oh yeah, you know, he loved her. And then when he realized that, like, she was kind of becoming consumed by his alcoholism, he kind of called it quits. 'Cause he's like, okay, I'm kind of, you're not maybe the best person, you know, mentally, you know, and emotionally, but like, I'm not, me being with you isn't helping you, you know, and it took you drinking some alcohol I had, you know, kind of, you know, to, for me to realize that, oh yeah, I'm screwing you up even worse than I would if we weren't together, you know, and you're making me worse, you know, we're toxic for each other. But yeah, great song, more of a laid back, chill song than the previous two, but yeah, still very catchy and, you know, just kind of ethereal in a way. But yeah, so now we move on to track 9, Overdrive. So Overdrive is the third and final single released from the album. It came out 2 weeks ago. It came out July, or was released on July 14th. And this song is also very chill and, you know, relaxed, like Socialite was. And yeah, it's more of Post playing the acoustic guitar. And we get like a very nice sounding, I guess it's like the bridge, but yeah, it's a little part in the song where, he's whistling. We just get like a little bit of him whistling. And I believe that's, in between the, I think it's like right before the outro, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, it's just a very nice little 15, 20 seconds of just him whistling. It sounds very nice. Sounds better than me, because I can't whistle for shit. So anytime I hear anyone whistling, I'm like, hey, good for you. Wish I could do that. But yeah, so this song is also kind of talking about how he puts himself out there prominently for this girl that he loves. And again, you know, it could be the girl, you know, from Sign Me Up, or it could just be a completely different girl. But, you know, whoever he's talking about in this scenario, whichever girl he's talking about, his girlfriend in this song, he's saying how he does everything he can for her. Everything he does for her. He puts himself on the line for her. And he'd do anything to be worthy of her love and worthy of her attention. But it could also be him reaching out to his fan base, like in an attempt to show them how far he'd go to satisfy them. But you know, it could be either or, but yeah, it could be, yeah, cause it's not specific. So it could be one or the other, but yeah, he's talking about how he spends his nights on overdrive. Yeah. The chorus, I spend my nights on overdrive. I live my life so overtired, you know, basically doing everything he can to put on a good show for his audience or to please his girlfriend, only for, you know, him to kind of put his own needs on pause. You know, like he's like doing everything he can for someone else, and he's not really putting his own like emotions and like his mental health and physical health on hold. I mean, you know, because he's just like focusing entirely on someone else instead of what he needs and wants, you know, like he needs a break, you know, but he's doing everything for this other person, you know. And yeah, and then I like the first verse. He's like, I could be more like him if that's cool to you. I'd do anything to be cool to you, cool to you. And yeah, he's talking about like, oh yeah, so and again, if it's going back to this girl, he's talking about, oh, I could be more like this guy who's cool. You know, I could be more like him. And the second verse where he says, I'd remove my tattoos if that's cool to you, is him basically saying, I mean, going even further to show how dedicated he is to, like, winning the affection of this girl. And I love, too, again, how he stretches words out and lingers on words. When he gets to cool to you, how he stretches out the you. And then when we get to the outro, how I love how the music just ends. And when he gets to cool to you, you know, it's just his vocals and then that's it. But yeah, great song, very laid back and chill. And, yeah, a good final single to release from the album. So, now we'll move on to track 10, Speedometer. So Speedometer has us going back to the 80s synthy poppy sound. It sounds very, you know, laid back and chill, a little bit, not quite, overdrive, you know, not quite that chill, but like a little bit under Sign Me Up, you know, it's not quite as, fast, you know, I mean, not that that was like too fast, but it's a little bit more laid back than that. It's like in between Sign Me Up and Overdrive. But yeah, very catchy 80s synthy pop beat in the background. And basically, yeah, just him talking about, again, kind of going back to what Overdrive is about, how he'd do anything for this girl. He's talking about, oh yeah, for your loving, I'd run all the red lights, and I can't wait to push my speedometer. And yeah, so he's like, this girl that he's seen, this girl, his girlfriend, basically wants him to come over to her place. And so he's, you know, he's like, I just bought a new Lamborghini. And the second line in the first verse where he says that SOB goes 225. So, so he's like, I couldn't think of a better reason to drive than when you called me saying you wanted to see me. So he's like pressing the gas, trying to get to her house. And then of course, and then he, you know, second verse, he's talking about how he loves her so much. He's like, hey, let's make a baby tonight. You know, you turn me on so much. And then of course the pre-chorus, he gets, pulled over by a cop. He says, yes, I know how fast I was going, please officer. And then, yeah. And then, you know, that's basically the song him talking about. Yeah. And yeah, it's a great song. Catchy. I love that, you know, kind of went back, to the 80s sound. Yeah, funny, you know, some funny lyrics, and yeah, just very catchy. So it's pretty much it. So now we'll move on to track 11, Hold My Breath. So Hold My Breath, is similar to the first song, Don't Understand, where it's, you know, more kind of a sad, depressing sounding song. And the drums in the song, very, you know, kind of, you know, quiet sounding drums they're playing throughout, and the acoustic guitar sound great, and Post just belting out, like, you know, his vocals. I mean, maybe not belting out, but like kind of like more of a belting out than he did on Don't Understand, where, yeah, you can just really hear the, like, the pain and anger kind of in his voice. But he's basically talking about, it's, in a way, it's kind of another love song, where he's kind of talking about, in the first verse, he says, cause you're holding on to something special to me. It's essential to me. You know, please don't leave. And you know, he's the Hold My Breath, line come, or the title comes from in the second verse. He says, hold my breath till I turn green, please don't leave. So he's basically like trying to do whatever he can to keep this girl around, whether she's toxic for him or whether, she's toxic for him or whether he's toxic for her. He doesn't care. He just wants them to be together. He wants her to be with him and him to be with her. So he's like, I'll just hold my breath, you know, and you'll have to, you know, if you don't want me to die, if you don't want to see me die, you'll have to stay with me. And then the chorus, you know, he says, my love, say that you love me. Don't waste my time. Cause you know, he wants to know if this is actually worthy of continuing on, you know, and he, you know, he's like, well, you know, if, stay with me or you'll have to watch me die because I'm going to hold my breath and pass out and die if you don't. So yeah, a very emotional, sad sounding song, but, very heartfelt, but very calm and chill and beautiful sounding at the same time. So yeah, now we move on to track 12, Enough Is Enough. So Enough Is Enough is another one of my favorites off the album. It's just sounds just very catchy, very kind of laid back and chill, but at the same time having this very epic sounding beat. But basically it's talking about, you know, Post is acknowledging that, you know, he's too drunk. He's too screwed up. You know, he's enough is enough. You know, I can't stand up. I've got to stop, you know, hanging out with my friends and drinking, because, you know, I'm starting to, you know, I'm too shit-faced, and, and I love, yeah, because the song is a nice mix of, it's like a country, acoustic folk song, but with a hip-hop pop beat, and, it's just a very unique, interesting blending of the genres, and it just makes for a very nice sounding song, and what, you know, which is why it's one of my favorites, just because of how unique the genre blending of the song is, and, you know, his vocals and everything. But yeah, the first verse, you know, we start with his vocals and him playing an acoustic guitar, and it also kind of sounds like there's a banjo playing. I don't know if there is, but it sounds very, you know, it sounds like an acoustic folk song. And then And speaking of his vocals, how he belts out "Take Me Home," "Don't Shut Me Out," in the chorus, "'cause enough is enough, I can't stand up" in the post-chorus, the way he like declares that, just very, you can hear, again, you can hear the emotion in his voice. And then in the first verse, when he hits those high notes, when he says, "Like it was funny, but it really ain't funny," where he's like it was funny, but it really ain't funny. I can't do it, and I don't want to rape your guys' eardrums. but it's obviously I could probably do it a little better than that, but I didn't want to pierce your guys' eardrums, assault them essentially. But yeah, obviously when you hear it, it sounds great. I was like, ooh, like when he did that, I was like, yeah, it sounds perfect. But yeah, and then the beat comes in, and then yeah, just sound, it's a very kind of more uplifting of a song than some of the songs earlier on the album, because it's like at this point he's like declaring, he's like, no, I'm gonna get my shit straight, I'm gonna stop drinking tonight because I've had too much, I can't stand up, I'm shit faced, stop, like he's telling everyone around him, he's like, no, stop, I'm not gonna drink anymore, I'm going home, or someone take me home, I'm gonna walk, I don't care, I gotta get out of here. And then we get to the outro. He sings the first like two lines of the opening of the song, and then it during the outro we get just the beat dies down. It's just him and the acoustic guitar, kind of bringing the song full circle, ending how we began the song. And yeah, just one of my favorites. And I say that all of these songs, I love all of these songs, but yeah, this is so it's kind of hard to pick a favorite because I love them all so much. But this is another one of my favorites. It's great. But yeah, we have five songs left on the album, and with that said, we now move on to track 13, Texas Tea. So Texas Tea, another really good song. The synth kind of comes in, and it sounds, it's very very sounds very much like a club beat. Like it's just, it sounds like something you'd hear being played in a club in a movie, just very like everything sexy and like dimly lit, it just sounds very catchy. And yeah, I love it. Basically he's talking about yeah, just living it up, making the most of his life, and just essentially just living it up. He's like, punch the gas till my legs fall asleep, chewing on a cigarette, looking at me funny, what you smoking, just him kind of just not really giving a shit at this point and just like making the most out of his life, just living it up for the night, and yeah, some more hilarious lines in this song, in the second verse when he says, watch skeleton baby wanna bone me, record company's really trying to clone me, like basically because Post has been such a huge success these, these last 7 years, it's like record companies are trying, they're trying to make another Post, they're trying to get another young artist that's like, oh yeah, well you're the next Post, let's shove you out there, so that's, kind of fun. It's funny, but it's also, it's like, oh yeah, that's what record companies do. Every time there's a big breakout, huge successful artist or band, they want to capitalize on that by pushing out what they think will be the next, like what will be the next big artist or band that's like them, but yeah. And then, I love the line too. Yeah, I'm very pretty. Everybody want to see, and I'm pretty used to everybody ogling. Now I got that bitch yodeling in bed. I do. And then, basically, and then when he says the yodeling in bed line, the synth goes, do, 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 like that, like it's like yodeling, or it's like yodeling with the him saying the yodeling in bed phrase. So it's just, I love what they did with the synth and the instruments right there. Yeah, it's just a very, yeah, very catchy club type beat. Again, sounds like it'd be in a movie scene where it's like sexy and dimly lit and mysterious, like the guy and the girl meet up and they're just like, yeah, passionately kiss. I don't know. That's the vibe I get from this. It sounds like something that'd play during that scene in a movie. But yeah, so great song. And now final four. We move on to track 14, Buyer Beware. So buyer beware, another one that features Post heavily on playing acoustic guitar. Vocals sound great. I love the chorus when the beat kind of picks up a little bit, and the clapping in the background I think adds a lot. It sounds great. And then the just when the beat and the drums and the clapping comes in the chorus, it sounds great. And I love, and again, the way he like enunciates certain lines, and like the way he sings some lines where he's like, "So let it go, you'll never know, nothing's wrote in stone, you're your own oracle, it's just a poem, it's a fucking poem." And then the "Sorry, baby, I don't have the answers, even though I'm a know-it-all." Just the way that ebbs and flows, it just sounds great, and very catchy. But yeah, basically just him talking about, again, just kind of like, him, in a relationship with this girl, him saying, "I don't have the answers, even though I'm a know-it-all." Even though you've called me a know-it-all, people call me a know-it-all, I don't know everything. Just kind of just spending the night with this girl, just doing stuff, just hanging out, going to restaurants, and and kind of him in a way saying like, "Hey, just let it go, nothing's wrote in stone, we'll figure it out as we go along. We don't have to know everything right now, I don't have the answers. We'll figure everything out as we go along. I mean, we'll figure out our relationship, and we'll figure out what we're gonna do tonight. Just go with the flow, essentially." And but yeah, very catchy, great, some more great guitar playing from Post. And now we move on to track 15, Landmine. So Landmine basically has Post, the landmine. He's people are like his, it seems like his close friends are, letting him know. He's like, "Hey man, you all right? You seem kind of unstable. You seem kind of, And in the chorus he says, or I guess more it's like the girl he's with, his girlfriend. He responds in the chorus, he responds with, "Baby, I'm fine. I'm just thumbing my way through a landmine," which essentially he's basically kind of admitting that he's on a razor thin edge. He's like from just, not, well, not going insane, but like maybe having a mental breakdown, or just crashing, passing out. And he's like, but he's pretending like he's fine. But the way he said it, "I'm thumbing my way through a landmine," the way he said it is kind of like saying, basically he's saying it in a way where it's like, oh, it's no big deal, like he's brushing it off. But that's a very, and that's a very delicate thing, like thumbing his way like very delicately through a landmine. Basically like, if he screws up, he might blow up, like he might pass out, or he might just, cry and like just have a full mental breakdown, which would be, the landmine blowing up. So he's like, but he, like he said, he's like tiptoeing, he's thumbing his way through the landmine, navigating like what the best path, best course of action is for the night, because he's like trying to make sure he has a good time and doesn't like, break down, just doesn't lose control of his feelings or emotions. And he's like, with his girlfriend and his friends, he's trying to put on a cool, brave face, and not show his like true feelings in the moment, which are like, like he's feeling kind of depressed and screwed up, But yeah, some more acoustic guitar playing from Post. It sounds great. I love the and I love the kind of like in Something Real, the backing vocals, like the choir of vocals, or the choir of voices, come in after the or during the second chorus, like after the second verse. When we get to the second chorus, the choir of voices come in and sing along with Post, and it sounds very great, very catchy and upbeat, And yeah, just another great song. And yeah, we've coming up on the last two. So track 16, we have Green Thumb. We get another very emotional, sad, somber song with Green Thumb. Pretty much just Post playing the guitar, just his vocals and him playing the guitar throughout the entire 2 minutes, 39 seconds. And basically it's another love song, but it's about the loss of his girlfriend. You know, he's he drove by your house, noticed it was overgrown. And just visually and lyrically, you know, lyrically, it creates some very visual, it creates some very nice visuals. Like, it paints a nice picture, the lyrics do. And, drove by your house and noticed it was overgrown. Your flowers are all dead, and I thought you should know what happened to your green thumb that you were so proud of. Their bodies were scattered and starving for love, starving for love. And that could also be, like, he was starving for love, too. And, like, maybe all of her exes, or however many exes she had, you know, they were starving for love. And, you know, she's left them. She's dead. And then the chorus, he mentions that one of her exes was on her deathbed. One of the exes, yeah, is telling Austin that, or telling Post, he'll end up just like the ex, you know, telling, you know. And he says, you left long ago. Oh no, he said with his last breath, wake up, she's not coming home. It's kind of just, you know, it seems like another ex, is like letting him know. It's like, well, no, she's dead. She's not coming home. And it seems like, he's, in denial of that. And in the second verse, he says, her, at the end of the second verse, he says, her name is Brandy. We'll be married tonight. And that's also like, him referring to thinking about his alcohol addiction. So like the loss of this, girl that he loved is kind of leading him to, or having him considering, picking up drinking again, you know? And then he says, when I'm on my deathbed, you know, he didn't take up the advice, and, you know, it's kind of saying like, oh, he didn't take up the advice of the ex. He's like, when I'm on my deathbed, I'll remember you left long ago. Oh no, I hear the nurse say goodnight. She's never coming home, you know? And so like, that's the last thing he heard the nurse say was, oh yeah, she's not coming home. She's dead. Very sad, somber song about, you know, losing the love of his life, or one of the loves of his life, and picking up drinking again, and as a result, dying from alcohol poisoning. But it sounds great. I mean, you know, it's sad, but it lyrically paints a picture. You know, musically, vocally, it sounds great. Now we end off with track 17, Laugh It Off. So the final song on the album, Laugh It Off, starts off kind of how the album started, with Post and just him singing, playing the acoustic guitar. It ends, you know, the chorus, you know, we get the beat and the drums, you know, it picks up a little bit. And then towards the end of the song, we get towards the post chorus and the outro, we get like this very booming, like, cacophony of like drums playing, like, you know, like someone doing a little mini drum solo, and then, you know, they kicks into high gear, and then kind of fades out into just Post, you know, singing, you know, just ooh, you know, like that, just doing the oohs and ahs, you know, and playing the guitar. It starts off soft and slow, and then it builds up, and then it ends how it started. And it ends how the album started too, with just, you know, Post and, you know, sadly playing the acoustic guitar, singing, you know, these deep emotional lyrics. But the song is basically about him not him being with this girl, this his girlfriend, and, you know, maybe the two of them, yeah, aren't getting along at this point, whether it's the same girl from, you know, Sign Me Up, might not be. But he's basically, he's, again, kind of going back to the previous songs on the album, he's feeling numb. She's kind of telling him he's a buzzkill. She's saying, you should smile more, which, you know, is a, which is a thing that a lot of, like, douchebag guys say to their girlfriends and wives. I mean, that's a thing you hear a lot from, you know, asshole guys, like, oh yeah, you should smile more, you'd look prettier if you smiled more, you know. And it's like, bitch, no one asked you. You know, it's like, so like the fact that she's telling them to smile more, it, not saying that like it's a that guy, that girls never tell guys that, but I just think it's interesting. It's like, oh, because it's a reversal of like how the trope, how it usually is, where it's usually the asshole guy says that to the girl. And now it's like, not saying the girl's an asshole, but she, that was kind of a, you know, maybe she didn't mean it that way, but that was kind of a dickish thing to say, you know? And, but yeah, so, but he's trying to, you know, the song kind of, when it crescendos at the end, you know, before it gets back to the, just the acoustic guitar, it does sound like he's like trying to change for the better. You know, and he's, or he's acknowledging that he, you know, is not in the best headspace, and he's going to try to change that. And he's like, oh, when I mess up like I have lately, I just laugh it off. And he says, if I've learned anything at all, it's to smile, you know? So he's like, you know, and which is good, you know, he, you know, you shouldn't let the hate, you shouldn't let what other people think of you consume you. You shouldn't get too, you know, deep into being mad at someone who's trying to piss you off. You should just laugh it off, you know, if you can, you know, try to be the bigger person. But yeah, so, overall, great album, loved every song. And like I said, it's my second favorite album after, his second album, 2018's Beer Bones and Bentley's. And yeah, I just, gonna listen to it a couple more times this weekend. in fact, I'm gonna listen to it tonight, on my, when I, go get something to eat, just blast it in my car. But yeah, so, great album. If you love Post, I feel like you're going to love this album. It's a little bit more, you know, you get more of him playing the acoustic guitar. It's a little bit more poppier. It has some like 80s sounding synth songs, synthy pop songs, but also some like nice acoustic, sad sounding ballads and some folk rock country elements mixed into. It's a nice mixture of like everything that he's sort of built up and like all the genres he's kind of, included and like threw into his previous albums, kind of all rolled into this album. And yeah, I think because of that, I feel like you'll love this album if you love Post. And if you don't love Post, I feel like this would be a good introduction to his music, because like I said, it's a combination of all the different genres he's kind of messed around with in his previous four albums. So, if you, yeah, and also it's just, it's all Post, like there's no features. So everything that's in this album is, you know, I mean, he's had help, obviously, the producers and everything, but like, no, vocally, there's no like, features. It's just him. So I feel like, yeah, if you don't know Post, start with this album. But if you love Post, you know, listen to this album. It's great. So yeah, I guess that does it for today's, well, yeah, it's 3:18 as the time at the time of this recording. So I guess technically it's still the day, but today's / tonight's episode, that's the end of it. And thus ends another season. So the season six, you know, wraps up with this episode. It's been another great season. I've got 150 episodes, you know, under my belt, you know, or in the, in my podcast. And it's crazy to think I've recorded that many episodes, but, yeah, I just want to say thank you guys, everyone who's listened to my podcast, whether you listen to all the episodes or not, you know, obviously some of you are going to like and, you know, focus on some episodes more than others. But, you know, whether you listen to all my episodes or not, I thank you for listening regardless. And yeah, I will in a few minutes, stay tuned, because in a few minutes I'll be uploading my or posting my trailer for season 7, which, you know, as I do at the end of every season, I'll be, you know, basically listing off some of the things you guys can look forward to going forward for season 7, and that premieres Friday, September 8th. So stay tuned for the trailer and stay tuned for season 7. I'll see all you guys in a month and a week. And until then, take care and have a great month and take care.